This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paperless plan and autopay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $90 a month. Actual speeds vary.
And they're off. The race for small business loans is underway. Out of the gate, it's Monster Bank, followed by Nickel and Dime Bank. Nickel and Dime is moving on the inside, now followed by Excessive Fees Bank. But wait! Owner's Bank is pulling out of the pack, and it's Owners and Monster out in front. Down the stretch they come.
The New England Patriots off to London in a couple hours. That's what Jelani Tavai said. So,
was that song from The American Werewolf in London?
It was not from that. It may have been used in that great 1980s film.
Okay.
Maybe. Great film.
That was a classic.
I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't tried to remake it 75 times, Wiggy.
That is a good point.
Hollywood right now is in a weird trend where it's all like movies and short series about older women that are dating very young men.
Well, I call that a cavalry.
There's like multiple movies.
Two
with Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah, one on Netflix, one in theaters.
Okay.
And then there's another one that just came out on Netflix as well. There's like these three movies, and the one on with Nicole Kidman in theaters, it's I think it's called like Baby Girl or something.
It's creepy.
It's a bit.
Terrifier 3.
They're on like a theme.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Well, you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars all day today here at WEEI. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop. Then, therefore... up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
You too, by the way. Shime, Courtney being accused of participating in an un-American act by several on the Subaru of New England text line, and that is going to London, England for Thanksgiving. I mean, did the pilgrims not escape from that very place in the name of the first Thanksgiving here in the country that would become America? And the two of you are going to, not like a texter said, nothing says American Thanksgiving like London, England.
I have to say, Greg, one of my favorite Thanksgivings ever was when we stayed there and had people come to us. We're at a pub that we had to do a full Thanksgiving meal in. It was awesome.
It was?
There are some restaurants there. We've done our research that serve an American Thanksgiving-style meal. But I didn't want to, you know, can't take time off in the fall.
Right.
So
we had to pick our
I'm also a COD, a child of divorce. So is my lovely girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so our families do a bunch of different things on Thanksgiving. Like my mother's down in Florida. My father, we do Thanksgiving the week beforehand with him. So we don't really have anything to do Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
So that's why we are
so you mean,
going across.
You mean no offense to America?
Nope, none. None
choice.
Whatsoever.
All right, good. And let me just lastly say, if you're going there with the Patriots or you're going to the game this weekend, the food in England doesn't suck. British food sucks.
Correct.
So if you want to get Italian, it's run by people who literally are from Italy. if you want to get any genre of food.
Oh, I had some of the best paella. Oh,
if
so
you're
good.
Into Indian food, it's some of the best Indian food. Italian, Chinese, right. You name it, it is awesome.
All right. Okay. I'll think all about right. that when I go over there. Now I know how cheap it is.
Right.
So.
If you listen to the bell, that's Big Ben.
All right.
It's a much more international city.
All right. England, London.
Courtney, news?
Yes. Saugus officials are warning of coyote attacks recently. This is sad. 6 dogs have been attacked. 4 of them have died in the area. Mm. Wildlife experts are saying that it's not more coyotes coming to the Saugus area, but it's young coyotes that were born last spring that are now leaving the den. So they've been there for a while. They just haven't been out and about. Okay. Here's Lisa Webster, whose dog Sparky, unfortunately, was killed, speaking to BZ.
The coyote came right up behind me. I didn't even see it coming. He got him just in the neck area and just enough. I mean, he was only 45 pounds. It still got him hard enough to, you know, to puncture. He was alive when I picked him up. By the time, you know, my ex-husband came to get me, he had gone. It was 7 minutes.
Hmm. Oh, poor Sparky. That's awful.
Devastating.
So what are you supposed to, you shouldn't walk them at night? Or, I mean, is it any kind of, I had an encounter once with a coyote, I think well documented.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had the security camera footage of it.
Yes.
But that was early in the morning in the darkness.
These coyotes seem to be just out and about. And so they're saying what they're saying about the bears as well. Like, don't leave your trash out for too long. Take no bird feeders, stuff like that, because they're looking for food.
But she was walking the coyote.
Right. But they're saying in the neighborhood.
She was walking the dog. Yeah, she's walking.
I'm sorry. They're walking the dog. That's what I meant. She was walking the dog. So it's not like she's leaving anything out. That's why you have to have, like, get you like a poker stick, like a weapon or something that you can have just in case a coyote comes towards you.
Yeah. Revisiting my lead this morning, Providence police have released the footage from the Barmore stop early yesterday morning in Providence. The release of the footage came after Barmore took to X at 1:22 a.m. to say he witnessed racism at its finest. 40 minutes of body cam footage was shared. We have a bit of the audio that we can listen to now.
Right now, I'm afraid that we're going to have to take him out the vehicle, and I don't want to get to that point.
Y'all pull me up for no reason, big dog. I ain't no wrong.
I told you.
I'm just
going
to go home. Dog. That's all I want to do. Huh? Yeah, like, literally, dog. Like, yo, you're not going to check my car for what? I ain't got no weapons. I ain't no war. I ain't no enemy. Oh, man, yo, stop touching me, dog. Yo, stop touching me. What? Stop touching me. What?
Hey, mom, I'm telling you, call the boy. Call Crab, mom. I'm telling you.
Yeah, call Crab. Let's go. You ain't getting out?
Get him off.
You want to get a charge or you just want to get your car?
Car for what, dog?
All right, come on, man.
There you go. Good choice.
Yeah,
I was like, who's Crab?
It was
probably must be his agent. Or
is that short for Kraft?
No, it's Greg's Easy Crabbies.
I mean, seems to me like it was 1:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving a vehicle which has a registration which is expired. They can't see the plate the right way.
Right.
They put the lights on, and then he did a slow roll. It doesn't seem like he was, doesn't sound like he was overly friendly to the officers.
And the officers, so, at least from the body cam, the one guy, we didn't seem very aggressive. No. It wasn't like he was, you know, hostile like when we saw in the Tyreek Hill video. Just like, hey, you threw your paperwork at me. That's why I always say, you know, you get more bees with honey. If you know you're out and your paperwork ain't up to par, or maybe you're riding dirty a little bit, the nicer you are, maybe they're willing to be like, hey, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We ain't going to do none of you. We're going to tow it. You just get home safe.
If he had not identified himself as a New England Patriot, do you think he would have been arrested?
No, I think he was.
I think maybe he would have been. I mean, I feel like they went out of their way to de-escalate the situation. Like you said earlier, and this surprised me because you were very outspoken about Tyreek Hill, that you feel like Christian Barmore, maybe you said the Patriots too, but I they owe the Providence police an apology.
Yeah, and I would think that Barmore might come out and say, I overreacted in this situation. You know, that's what I would do if it was me, based on what we're seeing here, is I'll be like, I overreacted. I want to apologize to the police department and everything. I think
they're trying to do their job.
Yeah, like, and that's the
by
thing.
The way. But talk about a self-inflicted wound. If he doesn't tweet, we don't know any of this.
Right. Yeah,
we don't
true.
See the dash cam. We don't even know about it.
Right.
Like, it's just amazing. And part of this is that when Tyreek Hill was pulled over, and whoever you want to blame, when people run to the defense of Tyreek Hill, then other guys are emboldened to not listen to an officer just trying to say, I can't see your license plate. It's 1 a.m. You don't have a license. Anybody on the planet would have their car towed.
I don't know that area. With this show is on in Providence, and I thank every single one of you who listens down there and comes to the Rhode Island road shows. I'm told it's not the best area to be in at that time of night.
Yep.
Police are obviously have their, you know,
antennas up.
Their antennas up. And so I would guess that it doesn't matter what race you are. If you're driving around there at 1:30 and they are, you know, you have an issue with your paperwork,
right,
your license, whatever, that they're going to pull you over. So to immediately try to point the finger at them and say that it was wrong is just not the way to do it.
You get me on your side if your paperwork's right and then they pull you over for no reason. If you weren't speeding.
Not signaling or
if
something.
If you weren't speeding. But nowadays, like, people out there, you know, FYI, cops can really pull you over for anything and then spin it like you did something. But you know, like, I was, you know, I wasn't going fast. You're nothing along those lines. But if you are in a sketchy neighborhood and they pull you over, then you might be a little bit, like, hostile in the sense, like, why are you pulling me over? All my stuff is legit, and I'm cool. That's what I do. Make sure your paperwork's legit. We all been there, though, where we've been driving around on an expired registration. If you know you got that, or if there's something's a little shaky, and especially if you know you got a little dirt on you in your vehicle, just be nice. Maybe they won't. They'll look the other way.
Jimmy Carter has achieved his goal, and that is to live long enough to cast his ballot for the 2024 election.
Okay.
I have a question, and I don't...
I got in trouble with some of you who felt I were disrespectful to President Jimmy Carter on his birthday on this show.
You crossed the line. It was not nice.
But we are to assume that the one thing he was waiting for at the end of a long life was to vote for, in this election.
I am just confused because we all saw the video. You criticized. I thought it was a beautiful moment. I just have a question, and this is not me. It's just a question. If somebody is in that state near the end of their life, who cast the vote for them, and how are they able to?
Oh, great question.
Well, this is, I'm not like.
That's a question that should be asked. It should be asked more. Great question. Great question.
I don't necessarily know if Jimmy Carter is able to do like full conversations at this point in his life.
Full conversations?
Well,
did you see him? There was there were bees forming a hive in his mouth when
well,
it was open.
I don't know if you know this, but I heard yesterday he might be doing some Sox games. By the way, in all sincerity, Greg, why are we worried about a guy who is not with it voting for president when the president is like him? Why are we catching the ants and missing the elephants?
I don't know.
Why did we talk about the 25th Amendment for 3 straight years and we literally are living it right now?
I mean, the poor man.
Yeah.
Did they drag him out to the actual polling place?
I don't believe so.
It was a mail-in ballot?
It was, okay. Well, early voting started on Tuesday in Georgia where he resides, so he voted yesterday.
I mean, did he scratch his vote into a stone like they used to do in the caveman days? Or, like, I mean... But did he use the sealing wax at the end of it? Like,
hieroglyphics.
The man is 1,000 years old.
If you're going to roll me out,
he's
what?
100.
100,
okay. 100,000.
Yeah. Is it your, what do they call it at the end of your life when you have somebody like
the Greg Hill.
Like the legal term.
Oh, you're talking about
sundowning?
Proxy?
Your proxy. Yeah, your proxy. Is it your proxy that votes for you?
Yeah, whoever your guardian is.
Yeah.
But you really think, roll him out. Listen, he's 1,000 years old, like Greg said. He's being rolled around with his mouth wide open. Mm-hmm. Don't roll him out to a voting. Roll him out to a strip club or something that's entertaining for the poor guy. I mean, if I ever make it to that age, you know, God willing.
I appreciate the sentiment and man served the country. And so I just don't buy that he was like, get the Pony Express over here. I need to vote. Last thing I want to do. Like, I just don't buy it.
Could you imagine the last we see of Jimmy Carter is him rolling into Magic City?
Something. Roll him out to like a fireworks show or something that's going to like entertain him, you know? Like a bunch of fireworks going off in front of him.
That's what they did. They did the flyover.
They probably, yeah, but I mean, honestly, we don't treat our elderly people the right way. They probably told him he was at a fireworks show, and he's probably like, Like, I mean, it's...
What do we know about old men? They're horn dogs.
They live in the seaport.
No, nope, they're horn dogs, right? Anytime you got, like, I used to go see my godfather who was in a old folks home in Revere, and he was, like, 95 years old. But he's a horn dog, you know? Every like, nurse in there, he's talking about his days and, you know, what he could do. So these guys want to just... Their last leg, they want to be, you know, where there's some women or some lights.
I haven't been watching Twitch. Did Mitch put that picture up that we shared upon his...
He has not yet.
Okay. Of him, them rolling him to the...
Yeah.
I don't know who approved that. That was awful. Why would you share that
video? I
want to
see the picture. Oh, there was a video?
Of him being rolled out with his family.
Man.
Yeah.
Remember for the flyover?
Flyover. Yeah, I was going to say they rolled. How many flies did he get?
It doesn't look like somebody who has their wits about them when it comes to voting. That would be my concern.
No.
Okay. All right. We have more news.
Yes.
To come. And right now, Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got the five goals. Hampus Lindholm adding an assist in this one as well to get to 2 points for Lindholm. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. We have a college football on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 7:30.
What's the line on this baby, Sean?
So I don't know, Greg.
Seven and a half.
Is it seven and a half? Because you can't gamble on it in the state.
We can't wager on it here. But
By the way, did you see the amount of money wagered in Massachusetts last month?
No.
Most in the country. It was like $700 million in 1 month.
In 1 month?
Yes.
Wow. Now they got my money. My bozo all parlays haven't been working out.
Wiggy, you got to stop with the parlays. Just get them straight, brother.
I can't do it because the parlay is so $50 to win $8,000.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know.
That's
like
how they get you, though.
It's like crack cocaine to me. I can't stop it.
You hit on that baby and it's real candles. That's what you're going for.
Hey, believe me, it's going to be more than real candles.
Might even get a real fireplace.
In the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football tonight at 8:15. And the Dodgers go up 1 in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1. Over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight. First pitch at 5:08. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant. Oh, God.
Damn, bro. That is bad.
People are losing their minds, too. They say, how can you talk about a 100-year-old person like that?
It's
very respectful.
Yeah, he's probably been talked about worse than us.
Yeah, he probably loves it.
I'm very respectful of what Jimmy Carter did. And that looks like a guy who is sitting there waiting to vote for Kamala Harris. That's what that looks like to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad he got to do it.
Yeah.
That was the one thing he said. They said his family said that's what he was living
for.
Yeah,
that's what he was living for. To be able to cast his vote. The freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie is packed with chicken and topped with buttery flaky crust. Or you can also get the short rib mac and cheese. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Go ahead, Wiggs.
No, I was going to say, roll me in here at 100 in the studio.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Just sit there and with my mouth open and be on Twitch. Like
The total was $678 million in 1 month of sports betting in Massachusetts. And we actually have audio of Wiggy being rolled in here.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
The Red Sox win!
I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
39 degrees, partly cloudy afternoon, high 57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the news, I just want to take a moment and thank you for the incredible, overwhelming support for the Hubbard family on the Cape so far this morning and over the last 15 hours or so. The Greg Hill Foundation launched a fundraiser for John Hubbard and for his son after the horrific, unthinkable tragedy that family experienced last week. And if you weren't listening earlier, Hubbard family of four from Cape Cod were on vacation and staying at a rental home in New York, and a fire broke out in the rental home, and Shannon, John's wife, and the mother of their two kids lost her life, and as did their one-year-old daughter, Maggie. John Hubbard, who is a Dennis police patrolman, and his three-year-old son, thankfully, Jack, survived that fire. Mm. But we launched a fundraiser. Yes, this is I don't know how to say it because I say it all the time. This is what separates you from any other radio audience in the history of all radio audiences. We launched this fundraiser yesterday afternoon and said we would match your donations up into $10,000. And then when I awoke this morning, you had donated $70,000. And now as I sit here and look at it, you have so far this morning almost hit $80,000, $79,255. So the fact that you give, I know it's a really hard time when it comes to economics and that people are struggling. And so the fact that you give over and over and over again when we ask and when we try to help those that are dealing with these unthinkable things, it's extraordinary to me. So thank you to every single one of you who has already given. And if you'd like to give, it all adds up. So if it's $10 or $25 or whatever, you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. Or you can take a look at our social media and get a link on Instagram or on Twitter and get a link to give. But they are certainly facing, he and his son are facing a long road ahead when it comes to being a family. So I thank you for doing that and appreciate it. And we can get back to the rest of today's news.
A substitute teacher in Minnesota is banned from all South Washington County schools after their classroom reenacted the murder of George Floyd.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
This is...
How long do you have?
That was like the lesson that a sub wanted to do.
And what's shocking is it's an English sub.
Uh-huh.
The incident happened on Monday at Woodbury High School in English classes for sophomores and seniors. Mm. So this happened in more than one class. The principal sent out a note saying
not
that
right.
It's under investigation. Yep.
Though that person should not be teaching again. I agree with that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have audio from the reenactment? I think we do.
Yes. Did the man die?
He did.
Ah, there she is.
You big dummy.
We never hear from Brittany anymore.
No, I don't know where she's been.
How's she doing? I don't keep up to date with her.
I don't know. Okay.
I think she's too busy keeping up with the news.
Okay. All right, what's next?
Protesters are demanding that Kellogg's removes artificial dyes from its breakfast cereals.
Oh.
Yeah, this comes after the U.S. Kellogg's announced nearly a decade ago that it would be removing the color from its products by 2018. Other countries like Canada do not use artificial dyes.
Okay.
They use concentrated carrot juice, watermelon juice, and blueberry juice for their Fruit Loops. Here's some protester audio from WHDH.
Our kids are getting sicker and sicker, and it's time to address this head on. 50% of our children now suffer from a chronic disease. 1 in 3 children are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Obesity is at an all-time high. Now, every single state has at least a 20% obesity rate.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many things in food that we don't even think about when we eat it. And we talk a lot about the increase in incidence of cancer with those that are under the age of 50. And
right.
If they're not doing it in other countries, Kellogg's, why are they still allowed to do it here?
That's what's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Like, just in Canada, they're completely different. And I would be interested to know, you know, do the Fruit Loops taste different?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's scary when you consider that this is what a lot of kids are eating. I mean, this is breakfast food that is.
Yeah.
Well, what was
episode 2210? Kaylee Means and Casey Means with Joe Rogan will change your life. I listened to that thing. Did you know when the first ruling came against the tobacco companies that said cigarette use and nicotine kills, the first thing the biggest companies in the world in the country at the time, which were cigarette companies, they bought Nabisco and General Mills in the two biggest deals at that time in the history of American commerce. And then they started making all of our foods addictive and created the food pyramid.
Yeah.
Thereby, look at every rate of chronic illness in America, the origin and where it was. I know it sounds kooky. I listen to these people. They're not kooks.
Yeah.
They have a book out on this, and it's unbelievable to me. Do you know what fructose was or is?
No.
It's designed for animals. It's something that has been evolutionary in their genetic composition, where they are hungrier than they need to be prior to winter, so they build up enough fat to sustain the period where they don't have the same number of opportunities to eat. High fructose corn syrup is 10 times more, I don't know if it's addictive or 10 times more effective on humans in our everyday foods, creating hunger that doesn't exist, thereby creating all of these other issues that are driven from obesity.
What did they put?
By the way, this may just be an issue for me, but you simply talking about it has made me hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am hungry. I'm hungry right now.
What do we do, though, Curtis?
Craig, what
you, you, okay you, with, could, you cook your own food. You don't buy prepackaged, processed crap.
You can't even believe the packaging. We should get to our next story.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even believe the packaging sometimes.
Yeah, Coca-Cola has had to recall over 13,000 no-sugar drinks because they actually contain as much sugar as other products. It seems like it was a labeling mistake.
Yeah, sure it was.
And Coca-Cola recalled thousands of their Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade. Mm. The cans marketed as zero sugar version of the product contained the same amount of sugar as the regular lemonade.
Mm. Oops.
What did we
Sorry do? If you were trying to go without sugar.
Right.
Right.
And you drank the Minute Maid Zero Lemonade.
Sorry if you're diabetic.
Right?
Like,
I mean, what a joke.
Because that interview is interesting to me, mm-hmm. Curtis. And I just, like, do you think that you've changed the way in which you're consuming food after listening to it?
Not so much for me.
I don't want to overthink, you know? That's
you've
my
given
issue.
Up, I will say this. You've given up the peanut butter crackers, the processed peanut butter crackers that you used to eat.
Yeah, I always have those. But it hasn't changed my behaviors, really. I mean, for me, I feel like I gave up booze. I can have the rest. Like, okay.
Yeah.
But with James, I'm definitely different. Like,
yeah.
I am obsessed with what he's eating because the last thing I want to do is make him have these issues later in life.
Did the Kellogg's, when we were growing up, not have this stuff in it?
No.
Because why can't we just go back to eating the way, like, when I was a kid?
I don't think there were a lot of preservatives and things that were in food then, because people basically bought their food every week, and they bought it from stores that were,
like mom and pop fresh shops.
Mom and pop places, and...
Yeah, but we used to go to
Fruit Loops.
Huh? Yeah, we had all that stuff.
I did, yeah.
We had Cocoa Puffs. We used to go to Demoulas. What's the difference from when I was growing up as an 8-year-old or 9-year-old that we were eating the same type of food?
There's just more of it?
No, so here's a big difference. One small thing. There is an odorless and flavorless way in which we clean our fruits and vegetables in the United States. It's a gas that's sold from Germany and from China. It is banned in Europe. It's banned in Asia. They sell it to us, and we put it on everything, and it's bad for us. There's things like that, carcinogens that are all over the place.
So they didn't do this
when you were a kid, right?
When I was young, okay? Because, I mean, we were eating McDonald's. We were eating Wendy's.
I think we need a quick emergency top five, Shyam, if you could.
May I have your attention, please?
Emergency Top 5 is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you. Number 5.
Breakfast cereals. I am immediately going to number 1, and I am going to declare, arguably, that it is the peanut butter Captain Crunch that was the very best breakfast cereal of all time.
Wow. Might be right, Greg. I don't eat cereal, so you could be right.
Not good for the peanut butter nut allergy guy that we talked about with the ick yesterday, but anything else?
I don't eat cereal, so you could be right.
I liked Lucky Charms.
You did?
Growing up, yeah, I did.
You liked the Lucky Charms?
That's the one with the marshmallows in it, right?
Yeah, I liked Cocoa Crisps.
Yeah.
I mean, Fruit Loops were delicious, but now as an adult, like, I'm a Special K yogurt gal.
What were the little chocolate chip cookie-looking ones?
Cocoa Crisps.
That's what those were?
No, that's a different one. He's talking about the actual cookies.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about companies doing things that they had, like, a cereal.
Yeah, with the wolf mascot, right? Yeah, it's Cocoa Crisp.
No.
These were
actual Cocoa Crisp are tiny little chocolate crisps.
Yeah. No, these were little cookies.
You can correct me on football all day long there, Shyam, but there were cookies that were in milk.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's called Cookie Crisp. Sorry.
Okay, Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, you didn't even need
it was a crisp.
You didn't even need to put them in milk. You could eat them right out of the cereal box.
I liked Trix, too.
I was a Honey Nut Cheerios guy.
Yeah, I was a big apple, like the cinnamon apple Cheerios, dynamite.
Well, those were Apple Jacks, right, basically?
I think they were Cheerio products, but different. Okay. Apple Jacks were very different.
The one with Count Dracula on it?
What's the one with the
light? Count Chocula?
Yeah, Count Chocula. Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about right there, Courtney.
I don't think I ever had those.
You never had those?
Those were good.
No.
Yeah.
Reese's Puffs, delightful.
What a horrible packaging. Dogs can't eat chocolate.
How'd you feel about the Crunch Berries? The texter says Crunch Berries were there.
Oh, Crunch Berries were so good. So good.
Mm.
All right. What's next, Courtney?
We have the dumbest of the day.
Oh, hold on. Actually, let's just delay on that. Because the food topic is interesting to some. This is Jim from Salem. Hello, Jim.
Hey. Thanks for having me. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the food you guys were talking about in the United States. I've been here my whole life. But somebody turned me on to an app called Yuka. It's Y-U-K-A. I don't know if you guys have used it in the past. But, I've always taking a look at the food before I eat it. We try to do the best we can. I got this app about 6 months ago. It's a free app. I download it. And what you do, you just scan the barcodes when you go to the grocery store. And I was amazed. There's probably 95% of the things I scan, maybe 98%, break down as bad, poor. And it even breaks down why they rate it poor or bad. It gives you the hazardous materials in there and everything. So just
Courtney
wanted to throw that out there.
But Courtney asked a great question, like, how hard is it for you then, after you do that, to find actual food that you can eat?
Very difficult. So we end up knowing which markets have things that are actually edible, that the brand that actually works. So every time we go into Market Basket, we pick up this brand. We go into Hannaford's, we pick up that brand. We go to Whole Foods and pick up some other things. So it becomes work, but it's a lot less work than having to try to go online and take a look at all these companies that are putting these products out and to finding out what's in them. That was mentioned by these two people that were on the podcast as the best app to work on this. Yep, YU.
Full anxiety for you, I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, like, when it comes to now what you're going to eat.
Yeah, this is my issue. Because now I'll be obsessed with this Yuka app. I'm going to be, you know, throwing things out in my apartment.
Yeah, don't throw, I don't know if you know this or not, but cream cheese can survive in a refrigerator for up to a year.
No,
so don't throw any of that out.
Someone give me a product I want to scan. You eating anything right now?
No. Do it, Greg and I.
How often do you clean your refrigerator out?
What do you mean? I should be cleaning it out. Oh, you mean of the product?
Yeah.
Every single time once a week when I grocery shop, when I'm replacing things, I throw stuff out.
Greg waits for the midterm elections.
No, I just have like a, you know, apparently I give hoarder vibes.
Yeah. Really?
Huh?
Not shocking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Saw your closet once. That was all I needed.
The office?
I think the problem is that Julia Hill, my beloved daughter, once told Lindsay that my parents were hoarders.
Mm.
Now, I don't really think they were hoarders, but they kept a lot of things around. Okay. And so now, in her mind, I'm a hoarder.
Right.
Which is not, I'm not a hoarder.
Do you keep a lot of stuff? Huh? Because the refrigerator is a little baffling because, you know, you live by yourself. Like, my wife and I, now that our kids are out of the house, we don't have that much food in the refrigerator.
I always, in case of an emergency, I like to have a lot of food around.
Food. Yeah, okay.
In case of an emergency, a.k.a. 9 p.m., Greg's hungry.
I don't feel like I'm a hoarder. I do keep things that have sentimental value to me.
All right.
Like, going through the closet, I have 100 hoodies or whatever it is.
Then you're a hoarder.
That's not a hoarder. That's just they all mean something to me.
I usually get rid of my...
I don't think they all mean something
they
to
do.
You. They do. I don't think so, unfortunately.
What a hoarder would say.
Get rid of my sweatshirts. I go through my closet like, you know, once every...
Season.
3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, what hoodie do I like that I can keep? Like, I have a Patriots hoodie with Brady's number that I have forever, but it still looks good. And then I'm like, all right, this one looks worn. Time to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's vintage, though. That's kind of in when they look worn. I just think that you should be doing the Marie Kondo. Was that her name? Marie Kondo?
She had a show
on Netflix, and you take you go through your closet, you take every item, and you hug it.
Oh,
and
you think,
have I worn this in the last year?
Does
and if you haven't worn it, it's time to go, but you're supposed to thank the item before, you know, donating it for its service in your closet.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah, that is psycho level right there.
It means something to me.
Hug it?
It's a sweatshirt. It's a sweatshirt.
Like, you know, if I went on a trip to the Outer Banks at one time, I have a sweatshirt that says Duck. You know, North Carolina. Like, I like to remember that I went on a great trip, great family vacation at Duck.
Greg, I bet you could come to work every day for a year in clothes that were given to you.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I should get rid of them?
No.
Yeah. That's not a hoarder. Like, hoarder to me is you can't walk through the place. That's hoarder vibes.
Yeah, see, no.
I don't think I'm hoarder vibes.
Like, if you get a bunch of, like, Curtis is right. If you get a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of T-shirts and hoodies, you have to get to a point where you're like, all right, I really don't wear these, so it is now time for me to get rid of them, even if you're thinking, like, maybe one day I'll wear it.
Somebody on the text says, Greg, that is literally hoarder mentality. Now it's hoarder mentality.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just hoarder vibes from Lindsay. Now it's hoarder mentality.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean, somebody's calling me in the Twitch chat, son of a hoarder.
Yeah. You are.
I got to switch it up. All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
You said we're going to get to the dumbest of the day.
Yes. I got to go scan something.
Okay. All right. We will be right back. Your New England Patriots will be on their way to London, England in the next couple of hours, and they get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
And I'm sorry, it's your show, and I know we're supposed to get to Dumbest of the Day, but I think that this this app is changing my life, and it's more important. Yeah,
I think it's changing your life for the worse.
No, well,
now it is.
you're not going to be able to, like, it's kind of like you don't want to know bad news. Like, you just want to be oblivious to it.
Well, I'm going to have to go home, go through all my skincare, all my makeup, because that will be important to me.
So you tried it out during the break?
Yeah, I found a few items. Your blueberries and blackberries, top notch. The blackberries, some of them did have mold on them, so yeah. That was a separate issue.
Yeah, I eat the mold. It's good for you. It's like penicillin.
No, but everybody was saying, stop drinking Celsius, stop drinking Celsius. So the show was sent a different brand from a Twitcher zombie. Thank you. So I've been drinking that, thinking, oh, well, this must be better. 0 out of 100 bad. It has 6 additives. 2 of them are hazardous.
Hazardous?
Yep. Yep.
They define what's in your drink or your food as hazardous.
Yeah.
That's not good on the Yuka app.
The chocolate that was on your desk had some hazardous additives in there. And your, can I say the brand?
Sure.
The vitamin water that you drink quite frequently.
Yeah.
Got to throw it out.
Really?
Got to put an end there.
What did the
30 out of 100 had additives, I think 11 additives, 3 were hazardous. They're giving, what's great about this app though, they give you recommendations on what to substitute whatever you're scanning that's bad in with something else. And they say,
a paid partnership?
Nope, they say our selection is unbiased. No brand pays Yuka to appear here. So,
yeah, I'm doing a deep dive into who operates Yuka before I widely.
Well, and the other thing about
go ahead.
No, about the hazardous thing, because I got the app too. If you continue to click on it, you can click on it, and it basically says, like, the hazardous stuff is believed to cause, and then it gives a number of things that it's believed to cause, whether it's hyperactivity, attention deficit.
So it's WebMD.
Yes.
But for food.
Yeah, because it'll actually give you, if you go to the hazardous thing and then you click on it, then if you click on it, it'll tell you what it is.
But honest question, what are you then supposed to eat?
I'm going to go with the recommendations.
Stick with what you got.
I mean, I just, like, if you're...
It was created by a trio of French people, so I'm already
suspicious.
I mean, it
are
better
you
not
suspicious of the French, Curtis.
Well, Benoit, Francois, and Julie. Yeah.
I hope that the Yuka app isn't trying to get us ready for war because the French lose those.
Some say it's a game changer. The Yuka app.
On it, it tells you like the hazardous stuff, and if you go to the next thing and click on what the actual.
For it to tell me that like it causes cancer, because if I've already been eating or drinking it, I don't need to add that.
Well, I hate to break the bad news. Everything in the hazardous thing says potentially can cause cancer.
Right. I mean, I'm going to go through my entire skincare routine, and I hear it's pretty rough. I would also just say that
you should become a beauty product influencer, Curtis.
I love it. I mean, I could use all the help I could get.
Come over to the dark side. Your skin is your number one organ, Curtis.
It
so
sure
you
is.
Should be taking care of it.
That's true, totally true in Curtis's case.
Yeah, I mean, all We've I am is skin that. On the roof.
But yes, what?
Oh, yeah. Always back to the penis. I would just say that for 99% of the things, if you can cook it, it's better. Whenever you go to a restaurant, like, do you ever, you eat out, and I know, Greg, it's a foreign concept. But
no,
like,
I am mocked and ridiculed for eating out a lot. I would argue that that's probably the healthiest thing that you can do. Yeah. If you go to a good restaurant, that food is fresh, prepared for you there. What were you going to say?
It is, but it's also the amount of salt that you use when you cook versus when you go out to a restaurant, it's exponentially more.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But in general, yeah, it's better than getting some frozen TV dinner or whatever.
Right. Or like the stuff, like I'm sure the cup of noodles, like the
ramen.
The ramen?
I hate saying this because it's sacrilege, but I bet if you put Kraft mac and cheese up there, it's probably going to give you the zero and the hazardous.
You seen the ramen factories lately?
No.
Ooh. If you like ramen... Don't watch the TikTok or
what do you
of the ramen factories and how the ramen is made. Yes, I would recommend stay away from that.
Really?
Oh, I just had ramen the other night.
Yeah, if I was you, I would stay away from.
There's really good dishes on TikTok or on Reels using ramen.
We got ramen delivered from Waku. Is that the name of it?
Oh, I don't know.
Great place.
Yeah. Well, then stay
away. Made by a restaurant, it's probably really fine.
It seemed very fresh.
This all I'm saying, I recommend, don't Google it, but if you'd like
to. Have their like their feet in it? Or like,
well, I'd say it's a little bit more extreme than that. If you want to go watch, just do a quick Google search on ramen factories.
I don't want to. I
mean, and how it's made.
I love Courtney's face.
I did it at one point. I did say, wait, this ramen tastes like feet.
Courtney is distressed.
But think about this, Greg. You live in the city. I now live in the city. Courtney, you live here. Curtis, you live. You walk around at nighttime, especially later on at night, whether you're in the North End, wherever, everywhere. But we still go out. We enjoy the food.
Yeah.
The food is great.
Don't you don't think about it. You just don't.
You don't think about it because you know it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like you know, like all the best restaurants you love. You know, I mean, it's just with that much food and that many rodents running around. There's gonna be some. You know,
we were at an establishment the other night.
Crossing of the, you know.
Then we saw a little critter.
Yeah, I mean they're around. That's life.
And I bet it was probably a good establishment.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up. We talked about this earlier, but I keep getting asked about it when it comes to the opinion of an NFL analyst on Drake May and his future potential. So we will hear when it comes to Drake May and the ceiling, it is very, very high, according to one. So we'll get to that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.